Meanwhile, in a completely unrelated case, the ACLU of Florida submitted a petition to the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this week, asking for a ruling that a law enforcement officer's excessive use of force with a taser is unconstitutional. It regards a sheriff's deputy in Washington County who administered 3 5-second-long 50,000-volt discharges of a taser to Jesse Buckley in 2004 with a taser in drive-stun mode, which means that the device was pressed directly against the skin instead of from a distance. Buckley had been stopped for speeding. The ACLU lawsuit alleges that the deputy's actions violate the Fourth Amendment, since his only purpose was to inflict pain upon an already handcuffed arrestee to make him stand up. Maria Cayenne is the associate legal director of the ACLU of Florida.
We're asking the Supreme Court to find that it was a violation of Mr. Buckley's Fourth Amendment rights to repeatedly tase him when he was already in custody, when he was lying sobbing on the ground, was helpless, was either unable or unwilling to stand up, and offered no, was not actively resisting arrest, and was not violent. Clearly, an officer can use reasonable force to capture, subdue, or control a violent or actively resisting arrestee, but Mr. Buckley was none of these, and the force that was used is graphic, and it is viscerally horribly disturbing.
There are two types of taser guns, one used at a distance and a second, a drive stun mode, where the gun is placed directly against the skin of the person. That's what happened to Roni Wilson last September, and that's what happened to Jesse Buckley back in 2004. Again, Maria Cayenne, the associate legal director of the ACLU.
If the use of a taser in this case is permissible, then there is no case, we argue, in which it would be unconstitutional. This is so extreme, so beyond the pale of what is reasonable force, that if this is okay, anything goes.